Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the council. Rich Canastra, based in New England. I'm a ground fish advisor. What a mess. We're here again. I have a couple of things that I want to bring up as far as Gulf of Maine cod, Georgia Bank cod. Has anyone ever taken into consideration what Jim Alden said earlier, 8 million lobster pots from Cape Cod up to Maine? 8 million pots. At the SMS tagging program, they have found tags or recovered tags in lobster pots. So in my mind, I'm looking at 8 million pots. You can figure 1 pound of fish per pot per year. That's 8 million pounds of codfish that's not getting accounted for. Has anyone ever looked into that? Probably not. Second, Georgia's Bank Yellowtail. Big disaster. Groundfish is supposed to be getting 200 or 125 metric ton. January 1st to today, 210,000 pounds of yellowtail were landed on my auction. That does not include any other unloaders in New Bedford. 210,000 pounds. A matter of fact, on yesterday, the Zeus, a scallop, fishing in closed area 1, landed 10,000 pounds of yellowtail. It's documented on the auction, paid for, 10,000 pounds. And I'm like, what the hell are you thinking about? Well, closed area 1 closes the end of this month. It wasn't coming out of next year's quota. And the vessel owner, who is present today, told his guys to move away from them. They had an observer on board. We're getting the observer information to give it to SMAS for their yellowtail avoidance program. That's the biggest freaking joke I ever heard in my life. 10,000 pounds from a scallop. Imagine if a dragger was out there with a flat net. The boat would sink. But we're supposed to have confidence in the science. And we're supposed to have confidence in the economic analysis. In my mind, you should have the economists do the science, and the science do the economists, and things will be fixed. Sorry, Tom. Getting a little emotional here. He almost got it bad, huh? It doesn't make sense. You have mentioned earlier that we always have to cut because of uncertainty. These men and women in this industry will be going out of business. 33% cut or 27% cut in New Bedford, wrong. It's wrong. 90% cut in New Hampshire, correct. This is the last straw that's going to break the camel's back. So there was mentioned earlier that closed down the fishery. That might be a great idea. Close it down. But also, when funds are getting available to the fishery service, you're getting guts. What is there to manage if there's no fish and there's no fishermen and there's no industry? What are you guys being here, you know, being involved in the fishery service for your retirement? It's not going to exist. You won't have a function. And I do agree that the council, the decisions you have to make today, it's not your fault, ladies and gentlemen, it's not your fault. If I were you, oh, this is only my thoughts, is to have a vote of no confidence in the science, in the economic analysis, and start again. Thank you.